שלום, אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
Hello, we are reading from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah of Baal HaSulam. We are in item 155. Item 155 in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. As always, you can go to kab.tv and ask questions, and you can find the text there or on kabbalahmedia.info. You can send questions, relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Again, we're reading from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 155. And it's under the headline, Explaining the Ascents of the Worlds.
Yes.
The main difference between the Potsufim of Ak and the Potsufim of the world of Atzilut is that the Potsufim of Ak are from Tzimtzum Aleph, where each degree contains 10 complete Sfirot. Also, there is only one Kli in the 10 Sfirot, the Kli of Malchut. But the first 9 Sfirot are only considered lights. Conversely, the Partzufim of Atzilut are from Tzimtzum Bet, as it is written, in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven, when He associated Rachamim, mercy, with Din, judgment. Midat Adin, quality of judgment, which is Malchut, rose and connected to Bina, which is Midat Rachamim, quality of mercy, and they were conjoined. Thus, a new Siyum was placed over the upper light in the place of Bina. The Malchut that ends the Guf rose to Bina of Guf, which is Tiferet, at the place of the Chazeh. And the coupling of Malchut at the Pe of Rosh rose to the Bina of Rosh, called Nikve Naim. Thus, the level of the Partzufim diminished into Galgalta Naim, which are Keter Chochma in Kelim, at the level of Vak without Rosh, which is Nefesh Ruach in lights. Hence, they are deficient of the Achap of Kelim, which are Bina and Zon, and the lights Neshama Chaya Yechida.
Questions? As usual, the second restriction. Next.
156. It's been explained above in item 124 that by raising Man for the second Dibur, the Partzufim of Atzilut obtained the illumination of Mochin from Absagovak, which lowers the lower He from Nikve Naim back to her place at the Pe, as in Tzimtzum Aleph. Thus, they regain the Achap of Kelim and Neshama Chaya Yechida of Lights. Yet, this helped only to the 10 Sfirot of the Rosh of the Partzufim, but not to their Gufim, since these Mochin did not spread from the Pe down to their Gufim. Therefore, even after the Mochin of Gadlut, the Gufim remained in Tzimtzum Bet, as during the Katnut. Hence, all 5 Partzufim of Atzilut are considered to have only the level of the 10 Sfirot that emerge on Oviyut of Prina Aleph, the level of Zeranpin, Vak without the Rosh, called the level of Ma. They clothe the level of Ma of the 5 Partzufim of Ak, meaning from Tabu of the 5 Partzufim of Ak downward.
Questions? Well,
something that I'm trying to understand for quite a while and I can't. What's the reason that the Malchut basically rises to the Nikve Naim and not to the Pe, as the rest of the Potsufim?
Malchut stands in the Pe, that's her place. But Malchut is the one that receives the light from the first 9. If she cannot receive all the light from the first 9, the light of Chochmah she cannot receive in order to bestow. Then it's considered that she stands in Bina and receives only the light of Chasadim. That state is called the Katnut of the Partzuf. That's it. It's not that Malchut isn't standing in the Pe. She's standing in the Pe as if she's standing in Bina, in Nikve Naim.
Yeah, but it's the only situation that she rises to Nikvenayim before that she only rises to Peh.
She doesn't rise to any place. She stands in the Peh. That's her permanent place. From where does she rise to the Peh?
From the Bina.
From what Sfira does she ride to the Peh?
If in every Partsuf there is a descent,
there's no descent. Partsuf is 10 Sfirot. Its last Sfira is Malchut. Yes? That's it. Malchut is the Sfira that is the receiving one. All the previous Partsufim are the first 9. They are all filled with light, and Malchut is restricted. If Malchut can receive from the first 9, she does. If she doesn't, she doesn't receive. It could be that she can receive, but not from the first 9, but from 2 or 3 or 4, it doesn't matter how many. And that's considered that she rises to there and receives from there. So if she can receive only the light of Chassadim and not the light of Chokhmah, it's considered that she rises to Bina of the Partsuf. Because from Keter to Bina is the light of Chassadim. And from Bina to Malchut, the light of Chokhmah. So if Malchut stands in her place, she receives the light of Chassadim and Chokhmah. If she stands in Bina, she receives only the light of Chassadim.
Alright, maybe I mis-explained it. In every Partsuf, there's basically from Galgalta Absag, there is a descent until the Tabu, and then it rises back. In the purification, right? So that's what I meant.
Yes.
That it's going back to the Peh each time. There is this Dachachut.
It is always until the Peh. The Or Chozer is always returning to the Peh.
After Sag, it doesn't reach Nikvenayim?
You're being confused. It's something completely different. The purification of the Masach is purification. Is dakut. It's not the rising of the Masach. The Masach that is purifying and the Patsuf that received from Peh to Tabu, now in return, returns to the Peh. This is not associated with where it stands in the Zivug of Hakah. In the Zivug of Hakah, I can stand in the Peh, later in the Chotem, in Prina Gimel, in Ozen, Prina Bet, in Ein is Prina Aleph, and in Metzach, which is Prina Chorosh. The Masach can stand in each of those 5 degrees. If it's capable of receiving only the light of Chassadim, which will be called Katnut, then in place of Peh, it needs to stand in Bina. Bina is called Nikve Enaim. Why is it Nikve Enaim? Not Enaim or Ozen or... Because this is the Nukva, the female of the eyes. Nukva is Pchina Aleph, but it's a light of Chokhmah, seemingly. Pchina Chokhmah. But Chokhmah that stands below Chokhmah and limits the Chokhmah and says, thus far I'm receiving. Then it's called Bina. Yes, Tzvika.
I want to go back to 155. Seems important.
Well, quickly.
He says the first 9 sefirot are only
yes
light, and then he says the Partsufim and Partsufei Atzilut are Tzimtzum Bet.
It's not important. It's also light, but light of Chassadim and not Chochmah.
But it says the Siyum of Asiyah is the integration of Rachamim and Din. So what's the difference here? If there's an association of Rachamim and Din, there's a difference.
Through the cooperation between Rachamim, mercy and judgment, we can, in all the Partsufim of Atzilut, even though they only receive light of Chassadim, to also add to them the illumination of Chokhmah. That's it. Okay? Well, give it to him.
I didn't understand. He says that Atzilut, that there's Gadlut in Rosh that lowers the Masach back to the Peh. But seems like there's Gadlut in the Rosh and Katnut still in the Guf.
Later we'll talk about that. That will come. Yes, there's Gadlut in the Rosh and Katnut in the Guf. Such a thing happens. That's it. Let's go.
157. Thus, the Partsuf Atik of Atzilut clothes Partsuf Keter of Ak from its Tabur down.
To the Galgalta, from the Tabur of Galgalta down, that's where it already spreads Atzilut, Atik.
And it receives its bounty from the level of Ma of Partsuf Keter of Ak there. Partsuf Arichan Pin of Atzilut clothes Partsuf Ab of Ak from Tabur down and receives its bounty from the level of Ma of Ak, Ma of Ab of Ak there.
But don't think that where's Tabur of Ak? Tabur of Ak is above the Tabur of Galgata. Yes? So from there, seemingly, no. This is out of the clothing of the Patsuvim. There's a difference. You can see this in the book of Ilan. There, it's one below the other like that. It's standing that way.
And Abba Veima of Atzilut clothe Patsuf of Sag of Ak from Tabur down and receive their bounty from the level of Ma of Sag there. Zon of Atzilut clothe Partsuf Ma and Bon of Ak from Tabur down and receive their bounty from the level of Ma of Partsuf Ma and Bon of Ak. Thus, each of the five Partsufim of Atzilut receives from its corresponding Partsuf in Ak only Vak without Rosh.
Again, each Partsuf of the Partsufim of the five Partsufim of Ak does not receive from the corresponding Partsuf except for the Vak without Rosh. Meaning all of Atzilut receives the Vaks, the six edges, from the Partsufim of Ag.
And even though there is Bhinat Gar, we consider only the Mohin that expand from the Pe and below to their Gufim, which is only Vak without Rosh.
Because what is in the Rosh expands from below upward. What's in the Guf? From above down. Guf is considered to be receiving, not the Rosh. Therefore, in all the Partsufim of Atzilut, in the Guf, we only have Vak. Light of Chasadim, a little bit of illumination of Chochmah, soon we'll learn to what extent and for what need. But that's what we have. Meaning we have, he doesn't tell us, we have to see where. There is here. Where is the Book of Ilan? Do you remember which page? 370 something in the Hebrew writings of Baal Sulam. The Book of Ilan, wonderful. We can even look here at 362. We can see here. How does he write here? The permanent state of the five Partsufim of Ak and the five Partsufim of Atzilut, which do not diminish from this extent ever. And then he says, the lines of the Nekudot which extend from each Rosh of the five Partsufim of Atzilut to the Partsuf which is against it in Atzilut imply the level that they took and suckle from there. So we can see that, let's say, the Partsuf, the six Partsuf, Atik of Atzilut, clothes on Ma of Galgalta. Partsuf Ab, which is Ab of Im of Atzilut, clothes on Ma of Partsuf Sag is Ab of Im of Atzilut. It's the third picture in the first volume of Baal HaSulam in English. It's clothes on Mavak and Zon. This we will learn. There are many confusions here from Ma and Bon and Malchut and Zeranpin. We have to somewhat get used to such changes. But this is clear to us that all the Partsufim of Atzilut clothe upon the parts of Ma in the five Partsufim of Ak. Hence, all of Atzilut is called the new Ma. Okay? All right, you're quiet. Let's go.
We're going back to 158. This does not mean that each of the five Partzufim of Atzilut clothes its corresponding Prina in Ak. This is impossible, since the five Partzufim of Atzilut clothe one atop the other, and so do the five Partzufim of Atzilut. Rather, this means that the level of each partsuf of the partsufim of Atzilut aims to its corresponding prina in the five partsufim of Ak, from which it receives its bounty. See the book Ha'ilan, image number 3.
It's not important that between Galgalta and Atik we have four partsufim of the world of Adam Kadmon, and more the world of Nikudim there, and Gadlut and Katnut and the shatterings and all that. That's not important. The main thing is that one partsuf through all the partsufim is organized with the second partsuf, which feel that they belong to one nature. That's Keter of Ak and that's Keter of Atzilut. And therefore, there is a connection between them, and one receives from the other. Kind of in the same wave. It's like by the same wave it broadcasts. And therefore, it's only it that grasps it, not another. Is that understood? What are you looking at, Mishai?
Galgalta.
Galgalta speaks Hebrew, and also Atik speaks in Hebrew, so they understand one another. Ab speaks English, and therefore Arichanpin speaks English also, and they understand one another too. On the same wave, on the same frequency, on the same quality there. This is Keter and that's Keter. This is Chochmah and that's Chochmah. Well,
what is it in Ma in every partsuf that is the connector, Ma of Galgalta?
No, there's nothing in Ma of Galgalta. Only the world of Atzilut is, by its nature, is Ma. Meaning Aleph Shoresh, which start with, emerge that way. As the Partsuf Ma, according to its Rishimot.
So he connected to all the parts that are called Ma?
So all the five Partsufim of the world of Atzilut clothed against them, against the five Partsufim of Ak, on their Ma. So Keter of Atzilut clothes on Ma of Keter of Ab. Chochma of Atzilut clothes, the Partsuf Arichanpim clothes on the Ma of Ak, meaning Ma of Ab of Ak, and so on. That's what he's saying to you exactly here. He's saying here on picture number 3, and image number 3, he says, the permanent state of the five Partsufim of Ak and the five Partsufim of Atzilut, which never diminished from this state ever. Yes?
Seems like every partsuf has a quality. If Sag made the Tzimtzum Bet and did the descent below the table, so what's the kind of quality that's now expressed in connecting Atzilut to all the partsufim?
Yes, of course. That's how it needs to be.
Can I take something emotional from it, or just technical for now?
Be impressed. Every corner in us, of each and every one, clothes upon all the upper discernments all the way to Ein Sof and is included in Havaya. Only from Havaya you are operated here, through all the Partsufim, and all the your actions, all your operations are absorbed and received in Havaya and remain there. It's truly so. through all the Partsufim. From there, it's all to Adam, and from there, from Adam to there. It's all in Malchut of Insof. That is where everything is collected. Yes.
Well, okay, if it's not the direction, then it doesn't matter, but still, the connection in the ten has many layers. There's layers of hatred and love and indifference and all those things. That's what we're reading about here? These connections we need to do?
No, these are not the connections in the ten. These are the connections that occur between a lower degree to a higher degree, where you can never dress upon the upper degree, but rather only according to your nature, from hand to hand, foot to foot, head to head, like that, and no other way. That is, if I am small, I still can't clothe on the big rosh. What do you mean I can't? If my rosh that was even small, I dress upon the rosh of the big one, and not about the foot or their hand. It's always this against that. And it has to be that way. Do you understand? This is how we connect. Okay? Wonderful. Where are we? Yochai, you're completely disconnected. What's with you? Get out of that box. Huh? You're sitting in the wrong place. Between one who's lazy and the other one who's fallen asleep today completely. All right, where are we? 159.
For the mochin to flow from the pet down to the gufim of the five patsufim of Atzilut, it's been explained in item 141 that raising man from the lower ones is required. When the completion of the ten sefirot of the second kind are given to them, which suffices for the gufim as well. There are three discernments in this man that the lower one raise. When they raise man from a view of Bchinat Bet,
they have Shoresh Aleph in Katnut. Shoresh and Aleph, yes? Do you understand or not? Aniv. Who has? To whoever has Katnut. You don't. It is Galgalta and Inaim. Galgalta, which of you?
Shoresh.
Niv? Shoresh.
Inaim?
And Inaim? Aleph. So Galgalta and Inaim, Shoresh Aleph, there is in this Partsuf. Now we're talking about how this Partsuf can add to itself the Aviyut of Bet, Gimel, and Dalit. And that's what he's talking about.
And in the man that the lower ones raise, there are three discernments. When they raise man from a view of Prina Bet, ten sefirot at the level of Bina emerge, called the level of Sag. These are the mochin of light of Neshama. When they raise man from a view of Prina Gimel, ten sefirot at the level of Chochma emerge, called the level of Ab. These are the mochin of the light of Chaya. When they raise man from a view of Prina Daled, ten sefirot at the level of Keter emerge, called the level of Galgalta. These are the mochin of the light of Yechida.
That's it. Is it clear? Yes or no?
Im katan.
If a small one asks for it to have aviyut with a masach, with ochozer, that it wants to work in order to bestow, if it's small, galgalta in the naim, aviyut shoresh and aleph, and wants to have aviyut bet, so it receives from above. By what does he receive it? A light arrives from above, evokes in him a desire. First, the desire was not sensed. A little. That's why it asked and received a little. Now the light comes, awakens in him a desire, coarseness. He wants. And the light arranges for him this aviyut, this coarseness, to be able to be with the masach and ochozer, and then this small one starts to operate with aviyut bet. Already beginning to bestow. It's already big. He doesn't have what to bestow so much. It's only the light of chasadim. But he already wants. That's already along the way. Bina is not above and not below. It's kind of like it wants to bestow only. Then from that, he can raise man of b'china gimel, of aviyut, receiving from above the reforming light. The desire awakens in him, the desire to receive already. It's already, Khanagim is already desire to receive. He begins to work in receiving in order to bestow for the first time. The light of Chaya, to receive in order to bestow, and becomes big, great. And then he can even come to a state in which it raises man and can be the light of Yechida. The light of Yechida is special. It unites all five prinot together, and therefore also chasadim and also chokhmah, all clothed in one another, and you have such a result called yechida. This is how it goes. That's all. Well, we will continue for the time being. We will conclude here on item 159. I just wanted to ask Shimon, yes, something.
Yeah, there's a video from a friend from Africa, and a question he wanted to ask about the Congress.
Please, when's the convention?
The convention is on January 18.
Are we here on the 18th of January?
Let's watch the video clip.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. My brothers, we're all here in Africa.
Chers amis, que les clients africains soient soudés au clé mondial au courant de ce congrès, afin que nous puissions avancer tous ensemble, les clés complets, vers le centre de la dizaine mondiale, au grand congrès au mois de février. Nous avons ça, une question à notre cher Rav. Rav, quel avantage apporte le congrès africain au clé mondial? Hi.
That's the question. I'm thinking about the connection and about how we can connect to ourselves and to our entire general goof, our body, those dwindled organs, as we call them. That's how we all strengthen, especially as we connect to ourselves, such groups that have yet to been to us and been with us in connection. That's why I'm very happy that we have an opportunity to be in the African Convention, and I hope that everyone will participate in this, and then we will see you here with us. We will come to you, and that's how we will begin to tighten our connections. Okay? Wonderful. I'm very happy that this is happening. What else do we have, Shimon? There's also a question from Khadera. Let's hope that we can see them. Where is in Khadera? Who's there?
Khadera. Lo roim otam.
We don't see them. Oh, well. Can you hear us? Yes? We have a question which is connected to a problem that has awakened lately, and it seems like it's a question not just for our group. The question is as such. We, at one point, decided in the group that we're coming once a week to Petah Tikva, and once a month we're going to be on duty, and less friends come to Petah Tikva and participate in this duty. Can you explain what's the essence of this action, and what's the external expression of our practical one of this action? Why is it important? Because there's guys that are saying, yeah, we need to connect. Rav said, and the most important thing is to connect in the ten. We will sit here in our home and we'll connect. Why should we travel to Petah Tikva to wash dishes there? Thank you. If you can wash dishes without coming to Petah Tikva, please. It seems to me like this action is very important. That's one thing. Secondly, whether people are coming to the morning lesson more or less, whether they're traveling to Petah Tikva or not, meaning whether the trip to Petah Tikva cancels presence or lowers attendance in the morning lesson of those friends in Chadera. That I don't know. That needs to be seen also. What do you want to ask me? For me to say to you, it's okay not to come, don't come. I don't hear. I don't hear. You hear us now? Yes. It's a fact that beforehand many others came. Well, it's clear that it's so. It's clear that with time the ego works more if we don't raise the importance, and the importance has to be more internal, more spiritual from time to time, and if we don't care to find the importance, then everything is forgotten. Well, it's all erased. Of course, it's natural. I understand that they're not coming. I just don't understand why the group isn't working on importance, on coming and coming and coming. That's actually the question. I raise importance every day to come and to give a lesson. Every day to go and be in the filmings and different programs that we have there in the TV studio. Every day to write something, to do some meetings. This is certainly more convenient for me to lay out in the sun, and there's no choice. It all depends on importance. What can you do? Other than that, I will tell you, I learned, besides Rabash, only one thing. In spirituality, you are in ascents and descents. In corporeality, you're not allowed to be in ascents and descents. You're not allowed. You took something upon yourself. It's a law. And you should not cross it. You're down in corporeality. You have to observe. You have to do it. That's it. Only one who's coerced is disqualified and is allowed to not do it. Now decide. Yes, no. To me, it's not important. But this thing just points to the lack of importance, the lack of commitment of one towards the other, the friends, towards the group. And maybe really decide that you're not coming. But the question is whether this will nevertheless cause a certain upliftment of the group, that you together, I see now, you're together, sitting, a big group. A few more friends are missing, the way I identified, but altogether, you have to keep the group. That's the most important thing first. Therefore, decide, If you're not coming for hummus, then very good, we'll eat alone. Soon we're going down there, and we're eating. We'll say l'chaim about them. Even though we don't have l'chaim. Yeah. That's it. You don't want, we don't need to. That's it. Bon appetit, in short. What? A little thing about dissemination. Today it's Friday, most of us don't work. So there's an opportunity today. It's a great opportunity to participate in dissemination. And we're inviting everyone to come and to join. Yes, I am really... Guys, this is something that will not repeat itself. It's truly soon going to be over. We must participate in it. We have to participate in it as much as possible in quantity of people and as much as possible in the quality of what you're doing there. I can't say ask, but you need to understand that this is very important. Take this as a truly spiritual mission, a spiritual task. And later I'll explain to you why it's that way. Good. That's it, Shimon. We're done. So let's hope that Hadera will decide correctly, that we, on the 18th of January, are going to find ourselves in the Africa Convention, yes? Okay, including the fatso there. That is like a Chinese puppet. He's very beauty, very pretty. And what else do we have? That's it. The afternoon evening lesson. We're inviting you today at 1 p.m. Israel time for a lesson with Rav Lightman, live. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. A special meeting with Rav Lightman and the groups of the World Kli. You're invited for a special meeting with Rav Lightman and the groups of the World Kli on Sunday at 5 p.m. Israel time on Tzvi Batva. We will conclude. Good day.
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב? יוצא אל הרחוב, מתערבב בתוך כולם. מי צריך את מי יותר, אני או העולם? Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song. Las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know. to come alive.